Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. New York City Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to take part in the 28th annual Brooklyn Unity Walk and Community Parade on August 2nd. Their exercise demonstrations, waist drum team, and lotus dance performances were well received by spectators. Over 1,000 people attended the event, including U.S. congressional members and their staff, state legislators, city councilors, and NYPD officers. In addition, religious leaders, community volunteers, immigrant advocates, and local businesses also participated in the festival. The bright Falun Dafa banners, peaceful exercise demonstration, colorful lotus flower team, and energetic waist drums drew many people's attention, who said they liked the color and music brought by practitioners and the outstanding presentation.
Worldwide, 26 years after the CCP ordered the persecution of Falun Gong, practitioners are still being arrested, harassed, sentenced, tortured, and killed every day. In July, Falun Gong practitioners in 45 countries submitted a list of CCP officials who have participated in the persecution. The practitioners demanded that their government hold the perpetrators accountable, barring them as well as their family members from entry in their respective countries and freezing their assets. These 45 countries included the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, all 27 countries in the European Union, and 13 countries in other continents. According to a report published by the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, the CCP highlighted a goal in a May 2024 meeting organized by the Ministry of Public Security, which stated, "Pay special attention to the cooperation between Falun Gong and Western politicians to sanction high-level Chinese leaders. Stop such behavior at all costs." Similar to previous submissions, the new list includes individuals involved in the persecution from various professions across regions.
USA. The 2025 World Transplant Congress was held at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California on August 2nd. Thousands of transplant surgeons, anesthesiologists, nurses, and organ procurement personnel attended the annual meeting. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered outside the venue during the event to tell the medical professionals how the CCP sanctions the systematic harvesting of organs from living Falun Dafa practitioners who refuse to renounce their faith. Many attendees responded with support. One Argentine doctor called the practice very cruel. An Ecuadorian doctor thanked them for revealing the truth. And a Russian physician stated that organ transplants should save lives, not end them. Dr. Weldon Gilcrease is an associate professor at the University of Utah School of Medicine and also the deputy director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. He estimated that only 5 to 10% of all physicians, nurses, and social workers know about the forced organ harvesting taking place in China today. Dr. Gilcrease said the CCP has weaponized organ transplantation to eradicate Falun Dafa practitioners. We are here today to help doctors involved in organ transplants learn the facts of what's happening in China. We hope that they can stand up to help stop the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners and the Uyghurs in China.
Guam. Falun Dafa practitioners from Taiwan and Japan took part in the country's 81st Liberation Day celebration on July 21st. A parade featured 70 groups and 18 floats and included the practitioners' Tianguo Marching Band and Waist Drum Team. practitioners distributed truth clarification flyers along the parade route. The Chamorro Village is one of the largest and most popular tourist attractions in Guam. A series of performances were held at the night market for 3 days to commemorate Liberation Day. The Tiangua Marching Band and the Waist Drum Team each performed for an hour in front of the night market stage on July 20th and July 21st. During the performance period, two practitioners from Taiwan took turns going on stage to introduce the band and Falun Dafa to the audience in fluent English. Practitioners used the time between the performances to introduce the practice to passers-by. Some people learned the exercises during the event.
Sweden. Every weekend of July, in the city of Stockholm, Falun Dafa practitioners held activities next to the Royal Palace and the city's concert hall, as well as in front of the Nobel Prize Museum. They introduced the practice and raised awareness of the CCP's persecution in China, as well as the transnational repression of the spiritual practice. They also called for help to end the CCP's brutality. July is the peak tourist season in Sweden. The eye-catching banners, display boards, and exercise demonstration drew people to talk with practitioners. After learning about the persecution, a tour guide from Turkey said, "I'm aware of the ferocity and brutality of this evil CCP. I believe everything you've said is true, and I absolutely support you." After signing the petition, he loudly called out to everyone around him to come and learn about the issue. He exclaimed, "They are here to speak out for those being persecuted by the CCP. Let's pay attention. Everyone, please sign to help stop the persecution."
Colombia. A series of activities to raise awareness of the CCP's 26 years of persecution targeting practitioners of Falun Gong took place on July 20th. In the communities of Medellin and Bogota, many residents signed the petition calling to stop the persecution. This date marked the 26th anniversary of the start of the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition was displayed in front of the Atanasio Giraldo Sports Complex in the city of Medellin. Practitioners also held a peaceful protest condemning the persecution in front of the Chinese embassy in Colombia's capital city of Bogota. Afterward, practitioners went to Boyaca Avenue, where a parade is held on July 20th every year, to celebrate Colombia's Independence Day. They passed out thousands of flyers and raised awareness of the persecution with its forced organ harvesting.
South Korea. A 3-hour exercise demonstration to introduce Falun Dafa took place at Gwanghwamun Square in the city of Seoul on July 28. Many passers-by stopped to watch. Some took photos and videos, and some people joined the practitioners and followed along with the exercises. Many took informational leaflets about Falun Dafa. The square is a tourist attraction, so practitioners prepared information in both English and Chinese. A practitioner distributing the flyers said that Western tourists were happy to accept the materials. She said, "I met tourists from the United States, Canada, Germany, France, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China."
Mexico. The Center for Care and Development of Older Adults, in collaboration with the Cuauhtémoc Borough, celebrated the 23rd anniversary of its dedication to the well-being of older adults on July 18th. The event, held at the Valentin Campa Auditorium, was led by the mayor of the community. Three practitioners introduced Falun Dafa and highlighted its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, as well as its benefits for health and general well-being. They also demonstrated the exercises, allowing the audience to experience them firsthand. Many attendees took informational brochures and asked where the local practice sites were. One woman said, "The energy I felt really impressed me. I wondered what effect practicing fully would have if I felt that much in just a few minutes." the founder of the Organization for Older Adults, Mr. Gustavo Garcia, expressed his strong interest in Falun Dafa and said he wished to organize similar demonstrations for five other groups he coordinates so that more people could learn about the practice and benefit from it.
Western Australia. The Art of Jianshan Ren International Exhibition was held at the Gary Holland Community Center in the city of Rockingham from July 11th through the 25th. The deputy mayor for Rockingham, Ms. Lorna Buchan, spoke at the opening night for the exhibition held on July 11th. She called the paintings beautiful and thought-provoking. Exhibition attendees viewed the artworks and read the description that told the story behind each painting. Some bought English copies of the main text of Falun Gong, Juan Falun, and asked where they could learn the exercises. Some of the comments people wrote in the visitor's book included, "Amazing artworks, delighted to be able to view them. An eye-opening experience, full of spirituality, beautiful, calming, and this exhibition is important. Thank you." City Councilor Robert Schmidt said that he found the artwork moving. He wrote in the visitor's book, "This exhibition is an expression of freedom of speech and the courage to stand up to the CCP. Thank you for the invitation."
Romania, the country's first Minghui summer camp, took place from June 27th to July 5th in Brașov County near Bran Castle. The 29 participants included both children and their parents. This was the second Minghui camp organized by Falun Dafa practitioners in Romania after the inaugural winter camp last year. The program aimed to teach children positive living habits by providing an array of creative and outdoor activities away from computers and phones. It also incorporated Falun Dafa meditation and teachings into the children's routine and guided them to live according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. The deaths of 15 more Falun Gong practitioners as a result of the persecution of their faith were confirmed in July. These deaths date back from 2013 to this year. Due to the Chinese Communist Party's strict information censorship, the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners cannot always be reported on time, nor is all the information readily available. The 15 practitioners, 10 of them women, hailed from 9 regions. The youngest practitioner was a 38-year-old woman in Shandong Province who died 9 months after she was drugged at 2 psychiatric hospitals. The oldest practitioner was an 84-year-old woman from Tianjin who died in 2024 while living in hiding from the police. Her health quickly deteriorated upon hearing about the death of her daughter months earlier due to the harassment of their shared faith. The other two practitioners passed away in custody, including a woman who died less than 2 months after her latest arrest, and another man who was serving a 7.5-year term in prison. Most of the other practitioners died after enduring torture and being injected with toxic drugs because of their faith.
Ms. Yuan Hongyun spent her 70th birthday in police custody because she practices Falun Gong. The day before, she was arrested at a train station in Harbin City while waiting to board a train. Ms. Yuan was interrogated and not allowed to sleep the entire night. In March, she was sentenced to 3 years in prison. This is not the first time that Ms. Yuan has been targeted for her faith because she refused to give up Falun Gong after the persecution started in 1999. She has been repeatedly arrested and detained. In 2012, she was arrested while taking care of her grandson in Shanghai and sentenced to 3.5 years. In prison, she was tortured so badly that she had to be hospitalized.
After over 1 year of detention, a 55-year-old Jiaozuo City, Hunan Province resident was sentenced to 3.5 years for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Bian Xiao'e was arrested one evening in June after she was followed by the police while distributing Falun Gong informational materials. They raided her home and confiscated her computer, printer, and other personal items. It has been confirmed in late July that Ms. Bian has been admitted to prison to serve a 3.5-year term, but the details about her indictment, trial, and sentencing remain unclear. Ms. Bian took up Falun Gong in 1996, and after the persecution began, she was repeatedly arrested, and her home was ransacked. She was given 2 forced labor camp terms totaling 3 years between 2000 and 2009. In 2014, Ms. Bian's son, Mr. Bian Bo, also a Falun Gong practitioner, was arrested while on his way to host a wedding. He was later sentenced to 3 years. His sentencing dealt a heavy blow to his father, who soon fell ill and died a year later.
A 66-year-old disabled woman in Jilin Province was sentenced to 1.5-year prison term because she practices Falun Gong. After she was released, her pension was suspended and the police constantly harassed her. Ms. Zhang Junling's lower left leg was amputated after a train accident in 1981 and she had chronic back pain. In 2007, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and had a mastectomy. Just when she felt hopeless, she began to practice Falun Gong, and the pain went away. Her many other ailments, including severe heart disease and kidney and liver problems, also disappeared. Ms. Zhang was arrested and sentenced in 2019 when she put up posters which had information about Falun Gong. The police ransacked her home and confiscated her Falun Gong books and materials. While Ms. Zhang was serving time, her husband was hospitalized twice. After her release, she was devastated to see her aging and emaciated husband. On top of the physical suffering, the nonstop harassment by the police and residential committee staffers also put her under tremendous mental distress.
Signature Drive in Spain receives public support. Falun Gong practitioners held a signature drive at the Plaza del Callo in the capital city of Madrid on July 19th to raise awareness of the persecution and call for its end. The popular spot is located in the heart of Madrid's busiest area, at the crossroads of several busy pedestrian streets. The square is always full of residents, visitors from across Spain, and international tourists throughout the year. Many people were drawn to the Falun Gong banners, stopped to read the informative display boards, and signed the petition calling to stop the CCP's brutality. Mr. Munoz from Colombia stopped at the booth to read the display boards and flyers. He said, "I have my faith. Seeing something like this brings deep sadness to my heart. This persecution is massive and very serious. Human power alone cannot stop it. Only higher beings from beyond this world can truly end it." Retired couple Francisco and Rafaela signed the petition and said they were deeply dismayed by the persecution in China. Francisco said he was aware that China has serious human rights problems, but he didn't know its extent. He said that if this continues, it poses a threat to all of humanity. He added, "This kind of cruelty is not something human beings should commit. It must be stopped." His wife, Rafaela, said, "There is still hope for humanity. Many countries in the West that defend human rights will support the Chinese people's right to freedom of belief. A spiritual awakening can bring great change." A young man from China stood nearby looking at the booth. A practitioner walked over to give him a flyer and started a conversation. He was appalled by what he read. The practitioner explained what Falun Gong is, starting from how it improves health and character. and then told him how the CCP started the persecution, including the CCP staged self-immolation at Tiananmen Square and the CCP state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. The practitioner also shared that the practice has now spread to more than 100 countries and is welcomed around the world. The young man listened carefully. His expression changed as he absorbed the information. He told the practitioner this was the first time seeing a Falun Gong event. At first, he walked around the site. When he read the banner that read, "Disintegrate the CCP, Stop the Persecution," he felt anger toward the practitioners. But after hearing the facts, he began to think things over calmly and realized that he had been brainwashed by the CCP in China and had believed its lies. He told the practitioner, "I hope you keep going. I hope you can help more people like me who have been misled by the CCP. Keep it up." In the end, he used an alias to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations.
Support for Falun Dafa grows at popular U.S. events. The annual Seafair Torchlight Parade took place on the evening of July 26th in Seattle, Washington. Thousands of people lined the streets to watch the event, while thousands more watched it live on television or on the internet. Falun Dafa practitioners from Seattle and Vancouver rode on the float they crafted, played the waist drums, and carried banners during the parade that read, "Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance," and "The World Needs Truthfulness, Compassion, and Forbearance." Their award-winning boat-shaped float and inspiring waist drum performances were warmly applauded throughout the parade route. The Seafair Torchlight Parade was first held in 1950 and has become a summertime fixture in the American Northwest. Falun Dafa practitioners first joined the parade 20 years ago, and they've become an integral part of this important cultural tradition. The theme of this year's Falun Dafa entry was "Utumbara Flowers Reappear in the World." The Fa boat float was decked with colorful lotus flowers and 30 brightly colored lanterns shaped like Utumbara flowers. The legendary flowers are said to bloom only once every 3,000 years. Many people said they were amazed by the sheer size and grandeur of the Fa boat, its unique design, and its dazzling colors. The float has won 17 awards in past parades. Spectators enthusiastically applauded and cheered, and some video recorded or took photos with their phones. Some practitioners on the float demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, while others, dressed as celestial maidens, waved to spectators. Some spectators followed the practitioners' exercise movements. Many onlookers reached out to take the flyers practitioners were offering. Elsewhere in New York State, a continuous stream of visitors flocked to the annual Harborfest event in the city of Oswego on Lake Ontario from July 24th through the 27th. The event attracts more than 50,000 visitors every year. Falun Dafa practitioners' colorful booth drew many people to want to learn about the spiritual discipline and experience the exercises of the practice. People also signed a petition urging the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Numerous booth visitors learned the exercises, and some bought Falun Dafa books and t-shirts printed with the words, "Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance." Many local students were interested in learning about the practice. Some brought their friends to learn the fifth exercise, the meditation. A group of students asked a practitioner to record videos and photos of them doing the exercises. They shared them on their social media platforms. A local school librarian said she saw the videos and photos of students learning the exercises on the festival organizer's Facebook account. One young lady said, "I learned some of the exercises this morning, and afterward, I felt great. These are my friends, and they would like to learn them too." A woman visited the booth twice. She shared, "I feel the divine guided me here." She signed the petition and returned the following day with a friend, who added her signature to the petition. A Falun Dafa newspaper was available at the booth that contained information about how Shenyun Performing Arts is being suppressed by the communist regime and media. Some booth visitors said, "We received this newspaper at our home, and they thanked practitioners for getting it to them." One visitor commented, "Your booth is the most meaningful one at Harbor Fest. It's also the best booth."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.